Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, friends, and welcome in. It is the Week 10 recap live on Fantasy Pros. We're recapping all the stuff, the fantasy impact, the injuries, everything you need to know on the Fantasy Pros YouTube channel. If you are podcasting, well, go over to youtube.com/fantasypros. Make sure you subscribe, get notified. You can also win stuff. I'm going to tell you about that in a second. If you guys are watching on the YouTube, make sure you subscribe to the podcast, because podcasts are great and they're joyous and you can take them around. Like when you're super happy because all three of our teams won and we have big smiles on our face because our bets hit. And I talked about Zay Flowers on the early stream show and he at least got to his like alt receiving yards of 60 plus and we're winning money and we're all happy and joyous. And, you know, pretty much everything but the Ravens just taking down all the bets is what we have. Who are those smiling faces? Well, joining me, Chris Welsh. I'm Chris Welsh. Is it the Welsh on Twitter? It's Scott Bogman on Twitter at Bogman Sports. Deepak Chona, Sport MD Analysis. Gentlemen, Bogman, we'll start with you. Steelers.
What a great day. What a day to be alive. Welsh Longhorns win yesterday. Steelers win today. It's a solid day, Tater. I like it.
And Deepak, you know, I've always got your back. No one's giving me crap for it anymore, but like every single week on the early stream show, I just was like, I'm always like CJ Stroud answering questions. And my co-host Tara last week, she's like, oh yeah, you just are like, you're definitely CJ Stroud. And I'm like, I sure am. And then last week was beautiful. This week is beautiful. CJ Stroud is beautiful, Deepak. So it's a happy, joyous day, right?
It is. Yeah. He's only 40-1 on the MVP odds. So it's the last day to get him on a steal.
Well, yeah, I mean, I suppose that is a pretty good bet if you want to do that.
Bogdan, yeah, it's not bad. Like,
are you going to jump in?
No, I mean, you laughed at it. I he's in the conversation.
It's
especially now that, you know, I mean, this week, no Mahomes, no Tua. They're on bye week. So we're not really talking about them this week at all. So let's talk about CJ Stroud and the hype train. The guy has been amazing. And he won the game on a drive at the end of the game here in Cincinnati. Sent the Cincinnati fans home down the escalator of sadness. My favorite thing in all of sports, I think. Yeah. So I love it. Great win for the Texans. CJ Stroud is in the MVP conversation, not just rookie of the year now.
And he made a, you know, I might have mentioned little name Noah Brown earlier today on the live stream, and that didn't look too shabby, friends. So I'm very happy, happy to have mentioned that, and hopefully someone was able to take advantage. Speaking of taking advantage, we had giveaways. We talked about it earlier in the live stream. We've been telling you all you got to do, subscribe on the YouTube, and then make a comment, like be nice. You know, it's pretty easy to be nice, and you can win something awesome. How about the teeny tiny loser belt? Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner. Burnt Toast 422. You are the winner. Yes, Burnt Toast 422. What a name. What an absolute banger of a name. You are going to win the teeny, the tiny loser belt, courtesy of Trophy Smack. Get in touch with our customer service agents at mailbag@fantasypros.com with your mailing address and proof of your subscription to the Fantasy Pros YouTube channel, and we'll be in touch. Winner, Burnt Toast 422. The greatest idea of having a little baby, teeny tiny loser belt for the biggest losers in your league.
I hope there's no way it fits anybody. Like, extra small. So you absolutely, like, I can't get most belts around my waist anyway. But that one, I love. I love the idea that there's no way it goes around your waist.
We need the extra, extra big loser belt. That's all. That's all. No, that's also a big old loser belt. But we're not done. We've got more giveaways for you. I loved Josh Dobbs this week. He was a big play. We put him in our DFS lineup, which we cashed second in our pentathlon league.
Did you see the guy that shaved his eyebrows? For he's like, I'm in unison with Josh Dobbs.
Oh, if I had a big bet, I would have been willing to do it. I'd have been willing to do it if I had like some big bet going on and he were to cash it. But one of the ways that he was able to cash is the great TJ Hawkinson. And you have an opportunity to win a TJ Hawkinson Minnesota Vikings jersey courtesy of Pristine Auction, the premier autographed sports memorabilia auction house. Yes, autographed TJ Hawkinson jersey. Here's what you do. Subscribe to the Fantasy Pros YouTube channel right there in front of you. Hit subscribe if you're not already. If you are, guess what? Now all you have to do is comment on the video. Say something nice. Go Niners, go Steelers, go Texans. Welsh is great. Thank you so much. Whatever. Debo Samuel, rushing yard prop. Oh, Welsh, you're so smart. I'm not saying it's to give you extra credit, but it's not going to hurt. And then we'll be announcing the winner right here on the channel. So make sure to turn on those notifications so you can know when new videos are up and you can claim your prize. If you didn't win or you just don't want to wait, sign up at pristineauction.com using the link in our video description. And if you register using the code FANTASYPROS, you get $10 off your first order over at Pristine Auction. Go and check it out today. Alrighty, giveaways and fun stuff out of the way. How about we talk about some injuries? Because not everything is beautiful and sunshine and rainbows, because we get some injuries. Derek Carr exited the game with a shoulder injury. We saw some Jameis Winston. Michael Thomas exited with a knee injury. Baker Mayfield, little injured thumb, little teeny tiny belt for him. Devontae Adams was limited in practice earlier in the week, talking about Sunday Night Football. Stephon Diggs also limited, talking about Monday Night Football. So Mr. Deepak Chona, talk to us. How about the Saints situation here? Because there might actually be some missed time. Michael Thomas might also not need to get injured to miss some games, if we're being honest, Mr. Brick Thrower. But talk to us about Derek Carr and Michael Thomas.
Yeah, the Derek Carr video suggested an AC sprain of his shoulder. That didn't look too bad. So that alone, I wouldn't expect him to cause missed time. However, they did report that he had a concussion, or at least may have had a concussion. And if that's the case, most often you're missing one game and then coming back the following week. Michael Thomas looked like he had a mild, relatively mild MCL sprain of his knee. So the average on those is about 2 weeks, but again, it didn't look that bad and they're on bye next week. So he could have a chance to not miss any time.
Okay, on the rest of these, it was kind of a little bit lighter this week. The Baker Mayfield thing popped up a little bit later in our discussion of putting up the injuries. The others are going to affect the game coming up tonight in Monday Night Football. Anything you want to add on the Baker Mayfield, Devonta Adams, Stephon Diggs front?
Not too worried about Baker Mayfield for the next game, and same with Devonta Adams. I think he was just missing practice for rest. Stephon Diggs did have what sounds like a back injury, but he's off the report. And when that happens and players have logged consecutive practices, the data projects them at over 90% of their pre-injury productivity. So not too worried about Diggs there either.
A lot of people, Boggs, were in on Khalil Shakur for this week, like trying to put him into like top 30, top 40, somewhere in that range. Did any of these injuries, I have one more non-graphic related injury to talk about, Boggs, but did any of these injuries, do they have any fantasy effect in your brain? Like, if Baker Mayfield or missed time, it's Trask, what does that affect? Rashid Shaheed didn't really jump to the concussion, although he did have 5 receptions today with Michael Thomas being a little bit banged up. Any fantasy implications for you?
Not too much this week. Obviously, you know, it's a downgrade going from Derek Carr to Jameis, but it doesn't mean for fantasy it is, because Jameis loves to throw the ball. He also gets the Saints behind by throwing some picks, and they have to throw late. So we like that for fantasy stuff. And Alvin Kamara getting back involved and in giant heavy workload today, 51 to 67 snaps. That could be good for him on the come up as well. Michael Thomas obviously couldn't happen to a nicer guy, but the guy hasn't been fantasy relevant in a little bit anyway. So I'm not too worried about these so far. Not, you know, knock on wood, we still have 2 games left to go, but not the worst week for injuries that we've had, especially recently.
Michael Thomas was wild too, by the way. He was like construction workers around his house, and he threatened them. He also like threatened it was going to be a brick or something else.
I was surprised that he wasn't suspended for this game. Well, to be honest, I know they don't do it that fast, but I mean, dude was in handcuffs yesterday. So
it's coming. Don't worry about that. Deepak, we did see, just curious if you think this could be lasting. We saw a lot of Ty Chandler. And one of the reasons we saw a lot of Ty Chandler was apparently Alexander Mattison went into the proto, suffered a concussion. So we have seen lots of different repercussions on concussions so far this year. Anything that's sticking with you? I don't even know how much you got to break into it. Anything sticking with you with Mattison, and maybe missed time would obviously open up some opportunity for Ty Chandler?
Yeah, and that is the most likely outcome by far here. Most players miss one game. There's been a couple players, Brock Purdy most recently came back the following week, but most guys are going to miss that one game and then come back after.
Okay, so be on the lookout for that. SportsMedAnalytics.com. That's where you want to check out all the Deepak's work. Follow him at SportMD Analysis. Go get a Texans jersey, root on Devin Singletary when he's blowing up, and get this, you know what, Pristine Auction, get this man a CJ Stroud autographed jersey immediately for that back wall. Also get this man a Christian McCaffrey jersey while you're at it. Deepak, we love you, brother. Thank you so much for hanging with us. Yeah, Bogman, you'll be fine. And we'll talk to you next week.
See you, Deepak.
Want to dominate your fantasy football leagues? Well, then you need My Playbook, available only from Fantasy Pros. struggling with the waiver wire? My Playbook lets you see who the top available players are week to week. Can't decide who to start? Compare your players side by side with detailed breakdowns and projections for each week of your fantasy season. And it's all included with your premium subscription to Fantasy Pros. So sign up today at fantasypros.com or download our free My Playbook app to your Apple or Android device.
Bugs, you don't even like autograph stuff. You're fine. What do you need? What do you want? You and George Pickens?
I don't like autograph stuff. I like some autograph stuff. I'm not like, I'm not going to.
What would be the thing of pristine auction that you would go and get, you would go check out like right now?
Yeah. Like a Steelers autograph jersey would be great. Longhorns, anything old Longhorns. Yeah. I love it. So
okay.
I like stuff.
I don't like stuff.
I don't like standing in line for stuff, but I like stuff.
Okay.
So.
Well, I like stuff. And guess what? You don't have to stand in line at Pristine Auction. So go and do that. Fantasy Pros with the code. Get you all set up. All right. Let's get into some action here. Thank you to Deepak for hanging out with us. But it is time for our top headlines of the day, which will lead to our Miller Lite. Here's to what's next segment. Bogman, quarterbacks, start us up. What is your headline for quarterbacks?
How could it not be Stroud shred Cincy secondary? 356 yards, a touchdown. Also ran for one. Like we said before, this dude is not just in the rookie of the year. I mean, you might have it locked up already right now. He's been incredible, and he's in the MVP race now. A comeback win late, or a game-winning drive, not a comeback win, but a game-winning drive for the Texans. And Stroud has been absolutely on fire and amazing, and just this trend continues. He's a rookie. I keep waiting for the downs, though. When are the downs coming? I don't see them. So he has been outstanding. Let's go, Stroud.
C.J. Stroud keeps it up. What is he? I don't want to even look even now, but like on the season, what is his quarterback total scoring after this week? Do we know yet?
After this week? No, I don't know after this week. But I mean, he's up there. He's been absolutely amazing.
By the way, just wanted to point this. I almost completely forgot about it in the chat. Our giveaway. I don't know if this is going to screw up the overlay or not, but burnt toast. In the house, burnt toast, the winner of the teeny tiny belt, not giving it to C.J. Stroud, can give it to all the losers in his league that didn't draft C.J. Stroud, but just wanted to shout him out being in the chat here. All right, number two, running back headline.
Now let's go to the wide receiver one.
Wide receiver, number two, what do we got?
Cook's back in the kitchen, 10 for 9, 173, and a touchdown. Brandon Cooks, in the previous seven games that he had played, had 17 catches for 165 yards and two scores. So what a day for Brandon Cooks, just absolutely torching. Oh, how about the absolutely cooking the Ooh. Giants secondary. There you go, Welsh. I know you like Ooh, that one.
Get cooked. Your tight end one is great because we found out, as much as I terrorize the Arizona Cardinals on the early live stream, if you check it out, we're hour two, Tara and I was demolishing the Cardinals, yet I kept picking them. And Tara, after I picked, I said, I really like Trey McBride this week. She stopped and she's like, you really like a lot of Cardinals this week. I'm like, I know, it's not super good. This was the one to like leading in. I'm giving it away. But Trey McBride leads away with tight ends with what headline?
I got McBride over McFlurry. It's probably McFlurry's machine's probably broken anyway.
I feel like you missed a Danny McBride. I just want to say you missed a Danny McBride thing in there. You missed
I don't know
how many you could have done on this
show. Yeah, yeah. Not too many Danny McBride things you could do on this show. 9 for 8 and 131 yards. And just like instantly, immediately, big impact with Kyler Murray. I love that. I mean, I had a bet on Marquise Brown. Didn't get that. So that I didn't like, but I like to see McBride getting involved here because this dude was amazing at Colorado State. He was the entire offense. And one of those offenses that you knew it was coming, and he still beat. So I'm excited to see him get more involved.
All right. Here is to what's next. Our Miller Lite headline of the day. This is a doozy.
I've seen a lot of people chatting about this guy in the chat here. And look, I'm going to submit a new word to Webster's dictionary. And it's going to be called Pollard Anna instead of Pollyanna. And it's meaning something that was way overhyped and didn't work. And that is what Pollard has been for us all year. 15 rushes for 55 yards, no touchdowns again, and no targets. Obviously, this game got away real quick, but our guy has not been doing anything. And this was what we wanted the whole year. We wanted the whole offseason, hey, let's get rid of Zeke. Let's get Pollard a backfield that he can control. He does, and now he stinks. It's terrible. So I don't know what to do with Pollard, but probably going to be sending him in here to the bench pretty soon because this is not good again.
I know what to do. Grab yourself a Miller Lite because that's the only thing that's getting you through it. That is our Miller Lite headline of the day. And with the Miller Lite in your hand, fall and football just don't taste great. It tastes like Miller time. To get Miller delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/fantasypros. That's right. I'm going to get it up here so you guys can see it. Phrasing. That's MillerLite.com/fantasypros, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories and 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces. Miller Lite getting us through all the ups and the downs of the fantasy football season. Thank you to Miller Lite, and thank you to not drafting Tony Pollard or me having him at RB3 or Deeper having him at RB1. Oh, let's not talk about any of those things. Let's think about Christian McCaffrey. Let's actually, you know, you really want to focus on, you want to turn a negative to a different negative and not focus on that. Talk about any overseas game at this point. And how about the game in Germany, which was so unwatchable, I didn't bother waking up.
Matchup recaps.
We're going to kick it off. Indianapolis beat New England 10-6. Ramondre got banged up a little bit in the game, but returned. Did not hit my receiving prop, of course. He had 3 receptions for 14 yards. What do you possibly want to take out of this outside of, like, I don't know, just it's not.
Mac Jones getting benched late, I think is oh, yeah. I don't know if it's a big deal, but because we've seen him get benched a couple times, I think maybe this was the last straw. So maybe we'll still see Bailey Zappe. I know he didn't play much better in his last 2 minutes. He threw a pick to end the game, but what are you supposed to do? You're throwing the ball with 2 minutes left. You're down. You're trying to score. You're throwing up desperation. So he wasn't in the best thought process there. So, you know, out of this game, that's probably the big thing. And hopefully, you know, look, Ramondre has been good too. So we like that. First game over 20 carries this season, only 4th of his career. So let's get him going. And I think, knowing that your quarterback situation is garbage, you're going to have to give the ball to Ramondre more and more and more. He at least kept them in this game. On the other side for the Colts, you know, it's this weird away Germany game, so not a lot of great stats here. JT, even more snaps. He bailed out his day with a touchdown. That was nice. Minshew wasn't good. Pittman with a big game, 12 targets, 8 catches, 84. Josh Downs, not 100%. Hopefully he'll be better next week. And then Pierce, in 2 weeks, because both these teams are on bye. And Pierce not getting anything here. Zeke, a little involved, 13 for 54. Like I said, Patriots are going to have to lean on this run game pretty heavily because a QB play is garbage. And outside of DeMario Douglas, they just have no targets. I mean, Juju's not getting open. He had a bunch of targets and no catches. So New England is tough. And I don't ever think they'll fire Bill Belichick, but I don't know that he'll be with this team after this year.
Yeah, that's a possibility. I'd say at this point, DeMario Douglas and Ramondre are the only guys that you can solidify in your lineups at this point, for the Patriots at least. Both teams on a bye, as you mentioned. Your Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Green Bay Packers 23-19. Jaylen Warren, his first 100-yard game ever, or at least this year. I don't know if he did it in any previous year, but he got a bulk of carries. We also saw Najee be very valuable. D-Bro had talked about that in the DFS podcast earlier this week. What breakouts and breakdowns do you want to take from this Steeler game?
I mean, just that the Steelers run game is looking better and better. I know the Packers have not been good against the run either, but 15 for 101 and a score for Warren, 16 for 82 and a score for Najee. So, and this is, they had the same exact amount of snaps too. So it is a true 50-50. Steelers passing game is still bad and archaic and awful, and I hate Matt Canada. But this week it was Pickens was okay, 3 for 45, and Deontay disappeared, 1 for 17. Jordan Love looked better. Steelers secondary also incredibly banged up and awful.
They look quarterbacks and wide receivers look better. Let me ask you something. Yeah, instead of like breaking down all these wide receivers, let me ask you one fantasy question from this.
Okay.
Do you think it matters how many targets Christian Watson has any single week? 7 targets. He caught 2. He's garbage.
It's not working.
We can't do it. We can't do it. He's so cuttable. It's not even funny. It's not even funny.
Yeah. I mean, look, he still had 7 targets here. So that was,
but that was my question. Does it matter that he has any targets?
It doesn't. It hasn't. I'll say that eventually it's going to, like, once him and Love get in a rhythm, we'll see the big hitters from him. But I don't know if that is in 2023. That might not be until next season.
It's so in Madden, the video game.
You can't wait and start him. You either need to bench him or drop him, like you said, and wait for the come up. And I don't know when we're getting that.
So. I'd rather have both of these other receivers and Watson at this point.
Yeah, I mean, both Jaden Reed and Dobbs are both touchdown threats at least. I mean, Watson would be, but, you know, Watson is basically Alec Pierce at this point, which is a cuttable player. So he you're right about that.
Does not work. What does work? DraftKings. Who are the pretenders? Who are the contenders? Like halfway through the NFL season, but DraftKings Sportsbook is still pumping out unbeatable offers every single game. New customers can bet just $5 on anything to get $200 back instantly in bonus bets. DraftKings isn't stopping there. All customers can take advantage of a sweetener offer every game day, which is pretty sweet. Get in on the football action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the app now and use code FANTASYPROS, where new customers can bet just $5 and get bet on anything, by the way, and get the $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code FANTASYPROS. The crown, it's yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, Kansas. Licensee partner Golden Nugget Lake Charles, Louisiana. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The crown, it's yours and mine and Bogman's and the Minnesota Vikings with Josh Dobbs. The Minnesota Vikings beat the Saints 23-19. This was a little earlier in the week. Bogman and I were kind of going back and forth, a little contentious about this one. And then you were with me and you're just like, ah, screw it. I don't care. This is a weird game. I'm fine with Minnesota. And Josh Dobbs looked great. New Orleans just doesn't look good. Dobbs 268 with a score was running. That was something I was leading up to this week. You can just run on the Saints. And you mentioned it earlier. We saw some more of Ty Chandler because of the injury, and Ty got a touchdown. So where do you want to break on this one?
I love Ty Chandler, man. Ty Chandler.
Yeah, you do. You've been talking about him all year on all offseason.
Yeah, I watched him in North Carolina. He reminded me of Willie Parker because of his speed and burst, but he can also catch. So I thought he was going to be more involved. And I was really surprised when they traded for Cam Akers because I thought, man, you got this guy, Ty Chandler, here. So he's going to get a chance. Like Deepak said, most guys going into protocol don't play the next week. I think the only two that ever have since protocol has been, a part of the NFL are Kenny Pickett last year and Brock Purdy this year. That's it. Those are the only guys that passed proto in less than a week. So a little surprising there, but I think Ty Chandler can handle the workload. I'm excited to see what he's got against a bad run D in Denver next week. So I'm excited about him. Hockenson, obviously, with a great game. Dobbs makes everybody better here. Obviously, Hockenson, but also the rest of the wide receivers. Addison, 4 for 69. Osborne, hopefully, will be back next week. Like I said before, Carr getting hurt shouldn't hurt the wide receivers for the Saints too much because Jameis Winston is a viable backup. And don't drop Shaheed yet. I know it wasn't a great game, but Michael Thomas is hurt and possibly facing a suspension. And he did catch 5 passes. He didn't snap one off, which we know he will. So I'm not dumping Shaheed after a negative performance.
There was.
And Kamara back up, too. I like that.
And towards the end, Winston just overthrew the big Shaheed play, by the way. I mean, Shaheed had it open. He burned the defense. It was at least 30-plus, but it only would have been 2 of the 3 legs of our TLC bet.
A little practice time between those two will make them get better. And like I said, Taysom Hill a little down. I'm a little concerned, but with Carr going out and depending on how much time he misses, I could see Hill getting in here for some trick plays, especially if Jameis is turning the ball over a bunch. So I don't think Taysom will be down for long. They like him and they use him a lot.
New Orleans is on a bye, so that works well for them, as mentioned, whatever injuries are going on. Minnesota is at Denver next week on Sunday Night Football. So that's going to stink. Houston beat Cincinnati 30-27. We love ourselves some CJ Stroud. Tank Dell actually got knocked out of the game for a little bit, came back in. Did you know his receiving yard prop was 56.5? Do you know what he finished with?
56.
He finished with 56 and dropped just the most insane, just whoop, not as bad as Tyler Boyd did earlier. Tyler Boyd could have finished this game off with a drop touchdown, which was unbelievable. But the big one, Noah Brown, absolutely went off. Just that guy that works beside
Noah part of the defenses. Look at that.
Yeah, that was a good one. The wide receiver that works on the other side of Tank Dell, the separation, not only that they get that Tank provides him, that's why Nico Collins is so good. And that's why Noah Brown kind of seemed like a dude this week. And I didn't expect him to blow off like he did, but CJ Stroud just makes players better. That's what is the sign of a great quarterback. They just make players around them better.
It really is. And you could start your Texans right now. I mean, you know, and it's been, we talked about this, you and I talked about this off air. It's been a patchwork offensive line and wide receivers that are coming in and out of the lineup for Stroud, and he still is making it work. And they're down Pierce and Singletary with 30 carries for 150 yards and a score. He was amazing. Noah Brown, 7 for 172. Schultz, 4 for 71. Tank got in the end zone. I would like to see Metcha get involved, but obviously he's not there yet. So, I mean, Texans offense is just, I mean, I think Singletary is starting for Pierce for the rest of the year. That's kind of what it seems like right now because he has been so effective. We'll see how it is when Pierce gets back from his injury. But, Singletary's had 35 carries the previous 3 weeks before this 30 carries. And he had had in the first three games, 10-plus carries only three times. So, I don't know, man. Singletary looks great right now. Not much about Cincinnati. It's a funnel system. Boyd, Chase, Mixon, we know what's going on there. Irwin caught a touchdown. That was nice for DFS and like injury replacement, but nothing new with Cincinnati. They were still good on offense. The defense is bad.
I mean, Boyd was a great play and he could have had a monster fantasy. He literally just dropped that ball in the end zone at the end and a crucial drop, but he was very fantasy relevant. We have got Cincinnati at Baltimore on Thursday. And then Arizona is going to be traveling to Houston. The Baltimore Ravens, they stink. Cannot believe it. I mean, they
want to see my Ravens impression.
Let's see. I had bets that were in favor of Baltimore, and that missed extra point even could have still cashed me on my teaser, but Baltimore absolutely choked it away. Ooh. Against Cleveland. 64 points were scored in a Baltimore and a Cleveland game, which is crazy. Cleveland won 33-31. They deserve it. Lamar Jackson made some boneheaded plays, but what do you got out of this one?
I mean, are we buying Watson? Watson with the big second half. He was still 20 for 34, 213 and a touchdown. Also ran for 37. But Jerome Ford was a beast. Hunt is their goal line back, which is kind of annoying for Jerome Ford, but it's just the way it is. Cooper and Joku and Moore are the only guys. It is kind of a funnel system on most teams. Those are your guys for Cleveland. For Baltimore, what I didn't understand is why didn't Mitchell touch the ball more? He had 3 carries for 34 yards and a touchdown and 1 catch for 30.
I didn't think he was going to play. And then he made that insane play
Four touches for 64 crazy. Yards, 66 yeah. yards. And they didn't give him the ball more. Like, I know he's banged up coming in here, but come on. That is crazy. So I expect him to get more involved, but it was Gus, 28 snaps, 13 for Hill, 12 for Mitchell. So it is a three-headed monster. It is gross and ugly, but Mitchell doesn't just give him 10 touches and he's going to have a great game. And they didn't do it.
Zay Flowers. Just going to mention Zay Flowers.
Zay Flowers is fine. I mean, finally.
He wasn't awesome, but I was just yapping about him a bunch and he had a much better day than all the projections. And he even beat his alt line.
Also, OBJ, 1 catch for 40 yards and a touchdown. Maybe get the ball in his hands again. Why was Rashad Bateman playing over him? Well, Baltimore made no sense in this game. I didn't get it. And they lost.
I do agree with that. Yeah, I do agree with that. We played poorly and they pissed it away. Pittsburgh is at Cleveland and we've got Cincinnati at Baltimore for Thursday night football. Before we go any further in the show, I got to warn you, in today's digital age, our personal information is floating around more than we realize, more than you realize that's listening. And that's the problem. These data brokers have information about us and our loved ones, making us vulnerable to identity theft and phishing scams, which are scary. That's where Delete Me comes in. They're helping you take control back of your personal info and remove all the info from these data brokers, which is great. It's given me peace of mind knowing that my online footprint is minimized. And for all of you who value your digital privacy as much as I do, as much as Bogman does, we've got an exclusive deal for you. You can get 20% off of your Delete Me plan when you go and join DeleteMe.com/Fantasy20 and use promo code Fantasy20. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/Fantasy20 and enter promo code Fantasy20 at checkout. That's deleteme.com/fantasy20. Promo code fantasy20. Protecting your online presence has never been this easy. Go and check them out today. Getting back to our games here, Tampa Bay, Tennessee, Tampa Bay did it. Mike Evans played up almost 150 yards. Yeah. So tell you, just jump into it. Talk to us about Tampa Bay and why Tennessee is such a disaster.
I mean, Mike Evans looked good. This was for Tennessee on their side. This is Will Levis looking like a rookie, you know, 19 of 39, 20 completions and 199 yards a pick. Phillips was okay. Hopkins 3 for 20. Like, he's not getting. And once again, we've talked about this 100 times. The Titans are almost undefeated, I think, this year when Derrick Henry touches the ball 20 times. What do you get in this game? Nothing. 11 for 24. I understand that is game script and you're down and blah, blah, blah. But
this wasn't an out of touch game, though.
You gotta give him let him be the hammer. Even if it's a tough nail, he'll solve it. So I don't understand what the problem is there. It just didn't make any sense. They couldn't catch up. They couldn't do anything. And Mayfield looked like garbage for the first half. He ended up with a fine stat line, 278-2. He had rushed for 12 yards. Godwin with another 4 for 54. Palmer was banged up coming in. Otten didn't do much. We had a big game from Rashad White. That was nice. 51 on the ground, 47 through the air, and the score. Couldn't get to that 4 catches that I needed, but that's fine. He had a nice game there. Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know that you're losing much if Trask comes in for Baker Mayfield. A little mobility for him because, I mean, Trask is a statue.
So if he were to miss any time, you're not going to downgrade the options.
Maybe a little because it'd be Trask first start and everything, but just not that much, because I don't think Baker Mayfield is playing his best football right now, and they still ended up winning because the defense held Tennessee to 6 points. So, I mean, Tennessee needs a lot of help, and we thought Will Levis was coming around, but he looked terrible against a secondary that is bad. The Chargers are the only team giving up more passing yards than the Bucks this year, and they made Will Levis look like a rookie. So, good on you. Tip your hat to the Bucks.
Here's a quick break in the action, because we talk a lot about what makes winners on this show. And there's one thing that all teams, coaches, and players have in common: preparation. Planning is key in everyday life too. And a great way to be prepared for the unexpected is to join AirMed Care Network, America's largest air ambulance membership network. AirMed Care Network providers operate state-of-the-art helicopters that can respond to critically ill or injured patients who need emergency medical transport. These flights can be very expensive, but as an AirMed Care Network member, you won't see a bill for your flight only when flown by one of their providers. That's right, you'd pay nothing. You could become a member of AirMed Care Network for just $99 per year. And right now, our listeners get up to an $80 MasterCard or Amazon e-gift card when they join and use offer code FANTASYPROS. That's FANTASYPROS with no spaces. Make financial peace of mind part of your game plan. Visit airmedcarenetwork.com/fantasypros. In another annoying me being me, the San Francisco 49ers, as I said on these shows, I never felt more confident, and I feel a lack of confidence with my Niners doing things and losing to dumb teams. I never felt more confident that the Niners were going to mud stomp a team, and they did. It was closer in the beginning, but the 49ers absolutely destroyed the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Until kickoff.
Yeah, no. If you watch the game, the first like quarter and a half, it was a little bit closer, and then it started getting out. They won 34-3. We had everybody. Kittle with a huge play. Ayuk had an early touchdown. Debo Samuel didn't get the insanity, but anytime touchdown and rushing yards was there, knew he was going to get involved there. The key was Purdy didn't make those bad mistakes. 19 of 26, 296 and 3 touchdowns. The Niners defense was back in it. Chase Young and Nick Bosa, it's not fair. And you're really going to have to consider the offensive lines of teams going up against the 49ers defense because of how their pass rush is going to work. So, I mean, I'm talking a lot about it because I feel confident that we're back into like Debo, CMC, we're back into all the 49ers. So it really might be about like, what do you trust? Calvin Ridley did nothing. I kept saying it was going to be one of those two. Everybody thought it was Ridley because it made sense, and it ended up being Kirk, Ridley is disastrous. It's crazy.
I mean, the whole offense was bad, obviously, because the Niners were so good. This week, Etienne had 9 carries for 35 yards and 2 catches for 90 yards. That's a bad game, dude. Niners defense are bad, man. They're gassed up coming off that bye as well. Lawrence looked like garbage. Kirk had 6 for 140. He's like the one shining star, and then he fumbled. So, yeah, it's just this is one of those games that is completely lopsided. The only thing that I was mad about is that loser CMC didn't score a touchdown. I mean, I don't know what that guy is.
One of the best things, though, even though it was super risky, the end of the game when they were up 34-3 or whatever it was.
I saw they tried to get it to him. Oh, I was hoping.
They did 3 downs. Just every down was a Christian McCaffrey. And they decided on the 4th and goal, which was like 5 yards away after they'd run it twice. They tried to throw it, but it was just like everybody knew they were going to throw it. I thought they should have done some like gadgety type of play with Debo and there's someone in the backfield. He comes up and come back around. They didn't. He couldn't score. The streak was broken only because Kelly Kirby bet on the anytime touchdown. At least Kelly admitted it. I just wanted Kelly to admit
Well, we know who to blame. So there you go.
And that's all that we're really looking for is who to blame and who gets to take the credit. Who else gets the credit? Our friends over at Miller Lite, where backyard football gatherings, bonfires with crisp autumn breeze, attending football games. These are amazing. And the only thing better than spending time outside with your friends and doing all of this is with a little beer. Miller Lite is that beer. The 96-calorie beer that tastes like beer and is perfectly brewed for everything that fall has to offer. With a Miller Lite in your hand, it doesn't just taste great. It tastes like Miller time. Get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, as we told you, via MillerLite.com/FantasyPros, MillerLite.com/FantasyPros, or find it wherever and whomever sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories, 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces. Maybe not every single place. I suppose if it was like the anti-Miller Lite establishment, which that is on Mars. We haven't colonized that yet, but you know, pretty much everywhere that sells beer. So I don't want to be too ridiculous about it. The Detroit Lions kept Bogman and I alive in a survivor pool where we are up to picking 2 teams every single week. And not only was this the best bet earlier, if you listen to Fantasy Pros, Betting Pros earlier in the week when we did our sides and total bets, we were talking about the Detroit Lions and their 3-point spread. You loved it.
If you got it at 2.5,
I loved it.
Yeah, it pushed at 3, but if you got it at 2.5, you got the dub here.
No, it's 41-37.
Oh, you're right. No, I think it was 41-38. I messed that up.
Oh, did you? Okay, so then that pushed, but the 2.5, which I think we originally talked about it, that ended up cashing. So what do you want to talk about here?
Gibbs,
Montgomery?
How about, Monty and Gibbs working together. It was the Chargers, but the Chargers run D coming in was actually pretty good. 12 for 116 in the score for Monty on that big run. And then Gibbs, 77-2, also 3 for 35. And the snaps, I didn't write them down here because that game was a little later here. But the snaps were pretty close, but Gibbs was in favor. Here it is. It was 38-25 in favor of Gibbs. And he also ran 10 more routes than David Montgomery. David Montgomery also maybe working in, you know, coming off the injury and stuff here, but they worked together. Plus, I mean, obviously the pass game worked. Goff, 333, the Sun God, 8 for 56 and a score, 4 for 40 for Laporta. And on the other side, I mean, Herbert went off, 323 and 4 touchdowns. Keenan was nuts, 11 for 175 and 2. He even left and came back and was still great. And Quentin Johnston caught his first NFL touchdown. And by the way, I mean, it was like Justin Herbert was like, I know you suck, but I'm going to wait and I'm going to throw you open. And that's what he did on two of the 2 catches that I saw for Johnston. One was like across his body where he was not even expecting it because Herbert was running out of bounds and should have thrown it away. And that was a catch. And the other one was like, he threw it so hard at Johnston that he had no choice but to catch it or was going to kill him in the end zone. So
Bogman does not like Quentin Johnston.
I mean, I liked him coming out. He's good, but he keeps dropping the football. Why is he on the field so much and can't do more? I don't understand. Even as a rookie, get open, kid. Let's do it. Let's catch the football. So, but both these offenses look great and both these secondaries looked like garbage. So keep that in mind when you're doing your starts and sits next week.
Yeah, I think the big and most important thing is that Gibbs and Monty can coexist, and that's one of the biggest questions that was answered. At least against the Chargers, that is. Chargers got Green Bay, Chicago at Detroit, week 11. The Arizona Cardinals were able to hold out, beating the Atlanta Falcons 25-23, and we got the Bijan game that we needed, finally over 20 touches. He was just shamed into it, and Kyler returned. So fantasy stuff you want to take away out of this bad boy.
Yeah, I mean, finally proper usage for Bijan, obviously not for anybody else for the Atlanta Falcons, but 22.95 and a score. Algier was down to 9 carries for only 31 yards. And Kyler looked good in his return. Like we said, his connection with McBride was awesome. Let's get Marquise Brown used a little bit more. Now, look, Kyler did run for a touchdown, but tush push and down at the goal line, they put Clayton Tune in there. He's coming off the knee injury. They don't want him putting extra weight on it. So Clayton Tune took the touchdown there. So
why not just put James Conner behind there?
Well, Conner also scored. So, yeah, they were doing okay. They're doing okay. But it was just an interesting thing. We saw Heinicke got hurt, and they went back to Ritter, which is just Spider-Man meme pointing at each other there. We know in Atlanta, the only guy you can start is Bijan. Nobody else is startable. Even, you know, I like Drake London and Kyle Pitts, but I saw someone make a post today that said we need to get Congress involved, everything we can, to make sure that Marvin Harrison Jr. is not drafted by the Falcons. We need your support. We need the government support. We need everything we can. Or Arthur Smith is fired. One of those two, which it's gonna be Arthur Smith is gone. So not using those weapons properly, but. Nothing new here, but Kyler being back really elevates everyone in that Cardinals line, and Connor being back. Both those guys coming back helped that offense a lot.
If you listened to the early live stream, you would have heard my story about I had the weirdest dream about Kyler Murray before the kickoff. I'd woke up early, looked at a box score, fell right back asleep. And I had a dream that I looked at a box score and I only saw Kyler Murray's line. I was really hoping it was going to pay off because it'd been amazing. The dream was he threw for 223 with 3 picks. And I was like, oh no, he did go 249.
Niner fan dreaming about that. What a shock.
Yeah. He did.
How do you remember the line?
I don't know. I wish I could tell you why. I don't know, but that's why it stood out and it was so prominent. His line was 249 and 1 pick, and he did rush for a touchdown. All of this to say, whether you're confused in your own lineups, you get confused when maybe Tara and I disagree, or Bogman and I disagree, or Joe and Erickson disagree, or your dreams fail you, Autopilot will not. So go and check out the Autopilot tool over at Fantasy Pros. Get suggested lineup changes via email, have auto swap inactive players for you, or you can turn on full autopilot mode, kick your feet up, and have optimal lineup set each week. Use Autopilot at fantasypros.com/myplaybook or on the Fantasy Football My Playbook app for both peace of mind and the best shot at victory. And if you have bad dreams, if you have bad nightmares, you know, if your nightmares tell you something different, go to the My Playbook Autopilot tool and just see if they can fix it for you. Weird, weird dream. All right, two more games here. Seattle, they beat Washington 29-26. Your fantasy takeaways.
Geno back up, man. I've been crapping on Geno for the last couple of weeks. He has not looked good. I thought maybe he's turning into a pumpkin, but 31 completions in this game for 369 yards and 2 scores, and that means everybody else back up. Lockett with 8 for 92 and a score. Metcalf with 7 for 98. Ken Walker with a 64-yard touchdown.
Beautiful.
And 63 yards on the ground. Charbonnet with 44 and 5 targets, 4 catches for him as well. But they got clicking on that side. And maybe the weirdest stat line, Welsh, I don't know if you saw it, but Sam Howell threw for 312 yards and 3 scores. Your leading receiver for the Commanders, Brian Robinson, 6 for 119 and a score. That was going to be my running back one. Here's to you, Brian Robinson, but I didn't do it. Gibson caught a touchdown. Deami Brown caught a touchdown, but Jahan Dotson, no catches. And Terry McLaurin, 4 for 33 on 8 targets. So, yeah, Dotson. That's like the Dotson sounder right there. But yeah, both these offenses looking good and both these defenses looking real bad. So nice to see Geno put up some numbers again, albeit against a bad secondary. But if you can beat the ones you're supposed to beat, that's all that matters.
Seattle's got the Rams next week. The Giants are at Washington, and the Giants just got beat up. They did not cover the 17-point spread against the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys won 49-17. I mean, we've already kind of talked at length about the Pollard situation, so I don't think we need to do it. So what else is there to take away? I mean, good on them for scoring a few points, the Giants, but they got absolutely beat up.
Yeah, and I'll say this because I saw in the chat someone was asking, like, is Rico Dowdle the new number one? No, it's still Pollard. Like, they took him off the field when they were smashing the Giants' faces in and put in Rico, and he had 12 carries for 79 and a score. He had a good game, and he's becoming more of a, like, maybe a flex play if Pollard just isn't going to score a touchdown ever. So, but I mean, obviously, CeeDee Lamb, 11 for 151 and one. It, like, look at his last lines since coming off the bye week. 11 for 151, 11 for 191, 12 for 158 and two. He has been unbelievable the last 3 weeks. He has been an absolute stud, and that's a big reason why Pollard isn't working either. On the Giants side, normally when a team gets their butt kicked this bad, I just say, look, throw it away. Don't worry about it. You can't. There's no other quarterback. They keep going with Tommy DeVito here, 14 and 27, 86 yards, two touchdowns and a pick. The two touchdowns were against backups here. So it just terrible. And Saquon, bad performance here, 13 for 66. He still averaged 5 yards a carry against stacked boxes. So that's good. But one catch for negative five, and he didn't get in the end zone. Your leading receiver for the Giants was Daniel Bellinger. It's all bad for New York. So Saquon is your only viable player there at all whatsoever. Unless Tommy DeVito magically learns how to pass, and I don't see it happening.
You know, I will say one interesting thing is there's really is no clear-cut waiver. You know, like, we're going through here, there's not like, oh my gosh, this guy and this guy. It's just going to be about ownership percentages. But Rico Dowdle might be in the chase for running backs and just absolute, you know, dart throws. Rico Dowdle might be the guy that leads the way at the top of who you want to pick up. But the value of what you're doing fab wise or what waiver claim you have is probably at the very bottom, the very, very bottom. But he might kind of lead the way. That is going to do it, friends, for all of the Rewind. Hey, you guys want a shot at winning that TJ Hawkinson jersey? Make sure you are subscribed to the Fantasy Pros YouTube channel. If you're listening on the podcast, well, zip on over, subscribe yourself, make a comment on any video that we've got on the Fantasy Pros channel. And that's it. And you're hooked up. If you're listening tomorrow on the waiver show or what any of the videos, you have a chance to win this TJ Hawkinson jersey via Pristine Auction. And go and check them out. Get hooked up. Pristine Auction is amazing. That jersey is amazing. And this is an opportunity for you to win. Use that registration code Fantasy Pros. You get $10 off your first order if you'd like to do so. That is it. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Hopefully your week 10 was as glorious as ours because we're both happy and we won a bunch of bets. Not all of them, but we won some of them. So that feels good. You can follow Bogman on Twitter at Bogman Sports. You can follow me at Is It The Welsh. Whether it's podcast or video, we thank you for your time and we will hang with you next time right here on Fantasy Pros. Bye, friends.
Sawyer.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Fantasy Football Podcast. If you love the show, the best free way to support us is by leaving a positive review on Apple Podcasts at fantasypros.com/review or on Spotify. Follow us on X, Instagram, and TikTok at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G,
Juan Gabriel,
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct. But most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.